Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalit Dini with the evening news. First, the headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo inaugurates Kohima Peace Memorial and Eco Park, says it symbolizes reconciliation, shared history. District Hospital Dimapur gets first end-to-end digital health model facility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Man Ki Baat on Akashvani tomorrow. And three-tier security arrangement put in place for upcoming Hornbill Festival. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuryo today inaugurated the Kohima Peace Memorial and Eco Park. Jointly constructed by the Government of Japan and the Government of Nagaland, the park, built on a historic World War II site, stands as a symbol of reconciliation, friendship and shared history. It features a museum, landscaped spaces, souvenir shops and restaurants, accessible pathways designed to offer visitors an immersive and educational experience. The event was attended by Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, Ministers C.L. John and Temjin Imna Along, advisors, MLAs, senior government officials and others. Speaking at the inauguration, the Chief Minister said the memorial stands as a solemn reminder of the past, a celebration of the present and a promise for the future. On a site once scarred by conflict during the Second World War, Mr. Rio said the project symbolizes peace, brotherhood and shared hope.
Those of us who are living today, I feel that we should build in such manner that it keeps the history alive. We do our part, not only us, but future generations to come and see the devastating effect of war. Nagas are longing for peace, and therefore all Naga people should study the effect of war.
Stating that the government has built this space to keep history alive and allow future generations to witness and understand it, he urged students from schools and colleges to visit the memorial with guides to learn about the hardships, starvation, and sacrifices endured during the Battle of Kohima. He also noted the growing friendship between India and Japan, announcing that former Ambassador Suzuki Hiroshi and the current Ambassador to India, Ono Kiechi, are expected to visit Nagaland next year. Stating that the project will be managed by a dedicated society, he emphasized maintaining high standards and recommended a reasonable entry fee to ensure sustainability. Noting that Japanese are known for their discipline, Mr. Rio urged the Nagas to learn from them and strive to become a better society. Commissioner and Secretary, Department of Health and Family Welfare, Nagaland, Anoop Kinchi, today inaugurated the state's first end-to-end digital health model facility at District Hospital Dimapur. The initiative, undertaken under the Ayushman Bharat Digital Mission, ABDM, aimed to fully digitize the hospital services. Mr. Kinchi, who is also the State Mission Director of ABDM, said the end-to-end model facility will serve as a benchmark for integrating modern infrastructure, digital innovation and compassionate care. He said the scan and share feature of ABDM is a transformative tool that empowers patients to seamlessly share their health records with doctors, ensuring faster, safer and more coordinated treatment.
Starting with scan and share today, which is one of the first steps we have for the end-to-end model. After that, we will be adding other modules in this. We will have the OPD, IPD and the lab report. So if somebody is having a mobile app in his mobile, which has its personal health record, so that can be shared with the doctor. So we'll have a consolidated record of that patient.
During the media interaction, the medical team urged the public to actively participate in ABHA registration, emphasizing that it forms the foundation of the state's digital healthcare transformation. Officials informed that Nagaland currently has around 50% saturation of ABHA generation out of 15.7 lakh Aadhaar holders. They further stated that the 14-digit digital health account can be created through platforms such as PMJAY, CMJAY and various departmental portals including RCH 2.0, NCB, MedShare, IBS and IHIP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Additional Director General of Police, Administration and the Director General, Prisons, Rencha Mokikon, said that all necessary security measures have been taken to ensure a safe and incident-free Hornbill celebration. He said a three-tier security arrangement has been put in place for the upcoming 10-day Hornbill Festival, which commences on Monday.
As always, a three-tier security arrangement has been put in place, and we hope and we are confident that there will be no security issues during the 10 days long Hornbill Festival that the state is going to celebrate.
Mr. Kikon said no armed personnel except VVIP bodyguards with concealed small arms will be allowed inside the main arena. He informed that tourist police and district police will maintain visible presence, but no armed escorts or uniformed armed personnel from other forces will be permitted inside the arena. Highlighting on the traffic management plan for this year's Hornbill Festival, Additional Superintendent of Police Traffic, Puzoto Katso, informed that it will be issuing different car pass categories for designated parking zones. Mr. Katso further informed that free shuttle buses to the venue will be provided.
35 number of free shuttle services from the Kigoma ground to the venue. These are free shuttle services will be provided, and there will be 10 NST buses flying from PHQ and ISBT, which will be on payment basis. From PHQ it is Rs 50 and from ISBT it will be Rs 80.
He also informed heavy vehicle will not be allowed from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the festival, and heavy vehicles from Manipur towards Kohima will be diverted via Kidima, Chakabama, BSF KAK, NBCC, 10th Mile, Peducha. In addition, the road stretch from Y Junction, Pulbari to Raja Point will be closed from 4 to 9 p.m. in view of the Hornbill Night Carnival. Light motor vehicles will be diverted through the new route near the local ground, and vehicle will also be allowed entry from New Market Road to New NST. Election Commission has invited all citizens to download ECI Net app and give their suggestions to make the app more user-friendly. Citizens can do it by using the Submit a Suggestion tab on the app till 27th of next month. The Commission said that the user suggestions will be examined and the platform will be further updated to make it more user-friendly. The official launch of the ECI Net platform is planned for January 2026. ECI Net app is a single unified app for citizens, integrating the earlier 40 separate election-related applications and websites. And the district-level awareness campaign on the settlement of unclaimed deposits was held yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall in Dimapur. The program is part of the nationwide initiative launched by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and the State Bank of India, SBI, to facilitate faster and more efficient settlement of unclaimed financial assets, including deposits, dividends, interest warrants, pensions, and other related funds. Addressing the program, Assistant General Manager RBI Samuel said the three-month nationwide campaign launched by the Union Finance Minister on October 4th will continue till December 21st. He urged customers to approach their respective banks, postal banks, or insurance companies to check for unclaimed funds or to use the RBI's online portal at udgam.rbi.org.in. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio inaugurates Kohima Peace Memorial and Eco Park, says it symbolized reconciliation, shared history. District Hospital Dimapur gets first end-to-end digital health model facility. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani tomorrow. And three-tier security arrangement put in place for upcoming Hornbill Festival. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.